Netflix culture is weird. Aaron Meyer. Corporate culture can be a mushy marshland of vague language and incomplete, ambiguous definitions. What's worse, company values, as articulated, rarely match the way people behave in reality. The slick slogans on posters or in annual reports often turn out to be empty words. For many years, one of America's biggest corporations proudly exhibited the following list of values in the lobby of its headquarters: integrity, communication, respect, excellence. The company, Enron. It boasted about having lofty values right up to the moment it came crashing down in one of history's biggest cases of corporate fraud and corruption. Netflix culture, on the other hand, is famous, or infamous, depending on your point of view, for telling it like it is. Millions of business people have studied the Netflix culture deck, a set of 127 slides originally intended for internal use, but that Reed shared widely on the internet in 2009. Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Facebook, reportedly said that the culture deck may well be the most important document ever to come out of Silicon Valley. I loved the Netflix culture deck for its honesty, and I loathed it for its content. Here is a sample so you can see why. Like every company, we try to hire well. Unlike many companies, we practice adequate performance gets a generous severance package. The other people should get a generous severance now, so we can open a slot to try to find a star for that role. The keeper test managers use, which of my people, if they told me they were leaving for a similar job at a peer company, would I fight hard to keep at Netflix? Quite apart from the question of whether it is ethical to fire hardworking employees who don't manage to do extraordinary work, these slides struck me as pure bad management. They violate the principle that Harvard Business School professor Amy Edmondson calls psychological safety. In her 2018 book, The Fearless Organization, she explains that if you want to encourage innovation, you should develop an environment where people feel safe to dream, speak up, and take risks. The safer the atmosphere, the more innovation you will have. Apparently, no one at Netflix read that book. Seek to hire the very best and then inject fear into your talented employees by telling them they'll be thrown back out onto the generous severance scrap heap if they don't excel?